T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul, back with you. Jordan is off this week. Thank you to Henry Lake for doing an amazing job yesterday talking Wolves and a thousand other things. Maxie will be joining us at 4:30 for half an hour today to have the latest on Tiger Woods, his serious injury. Obviously, we're keeping an eye on that story. And there are many other sports stories we want to get to in the 4:30 half hour. In the meantime, some rays of optimism when it comes to the vaccines. It seems like the pace of vaccine delivery is increasing, more people getting their vaccinations, and yet there's still a huge challenge when it comes to reaching Black, Indigenous, people of color, many of them distrustful of the vaccine. Sloan Martin is working on a story focused on that. Hey, Sloan.
Hi, Paul. Yeah, I'm in North Minneapolis, where Governor Walz was talking at Shiloh Temple Ministries today. And this is something we've talked about on the show before, about how it's being able to reach every single community to get the vaccine. I was just reading a story in the Los Angeles Times recently that some of the highest vaccine rates there were in Beverly Hills. We have to think about people who have access, who have knowledge, who have the ability to easily navigate whatever system is in place in order to get those vaccines and make sure we're not leaving other people behind. But what we're learning about today is that Minnesota is actually agreeing to 40 contracts with different community organizations statewide, and this is to really help get a trustful messenger out to different BIPOC communities. So we've talked about in the African American community, where not only is it sometimes lack of access or lack of transportation to be able to find these clinics and doses within their community, but we also learn in the Latinx community too, where people are worried that they could potentially put themselves at risk for deportation. And that is honestly something that hit me pretty hard, because we need everyone to get to that 80% of that immunity with getting the vaccine. And it's going to be really important for people to know that there is no tracking. The government is not collecting information from you. There certainly is no implantation of anything of any kind except the dose of vaccination itself, but it really is trying to reach as many people as possible, but doing it through these trusted voices. And you'll hear at 4 o'clock, I talked to the woman who's the president of Black Nurses Rock, which is a national organization of Black nurses, and talking about how she went on social media and shared a lot of her experience. And she said, you know, after her second dose, she was pretty wiped out, that she was feeling just a lot of fatigue. You feel like that flu's coming on. And then about 36 hours later, it was like nothing ever happened. So it's sharing those experiences, sharing those stories, and making sure that trusted people are able to share the message in order to get vaccinated.
Absolutely. And as you were talking, I thought to myself, you know, the government already has a tracking device. It's called a smartphone, right?
Or your credit card, or any other number of things, getting your directions. Yeah. If you're using those things and trying to avoid any detection, you're not doing a great job. So they don't need a vaccine for that. You're right, Paul.
But But again, it goes, I mean, your story focuses on the fact that trusted sources, media sources may not be enough. But if you see a friend of a friend or somebody you trust getting the vaccine, maybe that nudges you in the right direction and you can overcome so much of the misinformation and disinformation that's on social media right now.
That's exactly right. And that's what we have to be very careful of, is the misinformation and the disinformation. And there is honestly quite a lot out there, and it's pretty worrying. And I think the woman who I talked to, who's the president, as I mentioned, of Black Nurses Rock, she said one of the main messages is that whatever side effects there are of the vaccine, it's not, it's going to pale in comparison to being intubated, or worse, the worst possible outcome of actually contracting the virus. And we know how much this is negatively affecting BIPOC communities. And we heard from MDH Commissioner Jan Malcolm, who explicitly said younger people in BIPOC communities, people who are in their 40s or their 50s, are dying at a higher rate per capita than the older white population. So when we're able to get those vaccines, we're talking about saving the lives of people who are far too young to be succumbing to this virus. So that was a main message from her. And that's something that just really strikes you, right? And that was even a line I used with my own parents, who weren't quite hesitant, but they were maybe not as excited as I was when vaccines open up to them in Los Angeles County. And that's something I told them, was that getting this vaccine, whatever side effects you have, no matter how crummy you feel afterwards or how sore your arm is, it is not going to compare to the potential, the possibility of being on a ventilator or worse.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Sloan, thank you for focusing on this, and critically important. And I'll be looking forward to your update at 6 o'clock. Thank you, Sloan.
Thanks, Paul.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.